Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Paul Tonko, always wonderful to see you. You're terrific. You know, you come and you talk to us here in the studio, and we very much appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure, Dr. C.
Well, there you go. Let's talk about Ukraine first and the terrible plane crash. Is
right.
Any individual who's ever going to be flying along at 31,000 feet who ever feels really secure these days?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a very, very fragile world that we live in right now, and the terrorist activities are just beyond belief. The information is still coming in, and we're waiting for all of the intelligence reports to speak to the situation. But it's very apparent that that a missile was fired at that passenger plane. The tragedy of nearly 300 lives lost, many of them children, flying over the Ukraine, thinking, "Well, this is great, life is good," and to be made part of what is a very ugly scenario, a statement made by separatists that perhaps that is just unacceptable and needs to be addressed.
Well, to take it a step further, you're our congressman from this area, or you're a congressman from this area. What if it turns out that Putin is behind it, that the separatists, as you just mentioned, with Russian training, did this thing? What should the United States' reaction be?
Well, I would hope that there would be a response from us and our allies as a united voice. And the response should be pretty strong. I want to see exactly what the intelligence report delivers, but we need to let Russia's leadership know that this is unacceptable behavior and that the world should not be put at risk.
Well, do you think they care? And do you think Putin cares? I think every time he does something like this, he's dealing with his own constituent needs. And people are saying, well, you know, this guy's putting us back on the path to greatness. Now, we've seen this before. We saw it after World War I with the defeated Germans. And now we're seeing something like it.
It's, when you asked, I think Putin cares. I think he's made some moves that show that he's really about growing his power and taking care of his political strength in his nation. But I don't know if he's looking at that picture in the large enough frame to understand that his economy, the Russian economy, can very much be weakened if the United States and her allies make a statement through all sorts of efforts that can be made. You know, any kind of efforts made that can weaken their economy should frighten him, but it appears as though he's got a very narrow vision of acting first and then thinking later. And that's unacceptable, and it should not put the rest of the world in such a distressful situation.
Well, we've seen many examples, Paul Tonko, of societies, without passing judgment on the Castros. Certainly, you know, there were sanctions over and over again on them, and that only strengthened the resolve of the people who were with them.
Yeah, I'm certain it's very easy to play up the us versus them scenario and the bad power the U.S. wants to exert on people. I'm certain that they work the minds of their people in a way that demonizes the U.S. But this action again, impacted nearly 300 people. And if we're all at risk, if we don't feel any sort of, if we feel as though freedom has been sapped from us, there has to be a statement made here. And hopefully it's one that's strong, that convinces, and does not put us into a war because of the stressed out nature of our military and our resources. This will be an interesting time to gather together the information to see what our agencies provide us in terms of their review of the Malaysian plane being shot down in Ukraine, and take it from there.
You have legislative colleagues who are saying we should spend the considerable amount of time and energy and money on arming and doing more for the Ukrainians against, the separatists. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think strengthening any of these nations that are impacted by the threats of terrorism is a good thing so that they can provide stability in their home country and be able to have the strength to push back. That kind of investment, I think, is an important one and should precede the efforts of us putting boots on the ground.
Now, how do we deal with Putin, who is clearly a liar? He says one thing and he does the exact opposite, does this over and over and over again. I mean, is there anything that can be done?
I think, with his track record of not being truthful, of lying about situations, we need to expose him for who he is so that the international community can see him and have his credibility, see him for his actions and have his credibility wane so that, again, when we're looking for the alliance of our partners with the U.S. To make a statement, it'll be all the more driven by conviction and sense of purpose.
Paul Tonko, I want to switch just for the 3 minutes we have left to the failure of the Congress to pass a highway bill. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, it's, you know, the kick the can down the road concept is something that it has just gripped Washington. Their attempts to bring to closure the sort of investments that we require that grow commerce, grow competition for the country, never seem to meet with success. And it's a last-minute arrangement for a short-term response that oftentimes links unlikely or unrelated items to something like a trust fund, a highway trust fund. To be able to link pension smoothing to a highway trust fund is unsteady, unstable, and again, short-term in nature as it was.
So pension smoothing, just to remind everybody, is?
It's taking a trust fund pension set aside and borrowing, so to speak, from that account and smoothing it out as we move into time so that there's no impact to the pension fund. But that's a risky situation.
Sure.
Because if we do fall into a recession, all of that commitment can be challenged. I think that, we need to get real. There were many who had suggested this was, we knew this threat to insolvency of the trust fund was around the corner, and let's do transportation-related, commerce-related items that will commit to an agenda that puts people to work, allows for our safety, public safety to be addressed, and our commerce to remain competitive, in fact, enhancing their competitive edge.
Is this a Democratic-Republican thing?
In a sense, it's more the right-wing element within the majority, the Republican majority in the House, that refuses to spend, and they hold up the negotiations, they clutter the negotiations, and then when we get to the midnight hour, we get some sort of weak response that some of them might support. But again, it was being scored by many of the conservative right-wing groups as an item of great importance, and they were looking for a no vote on the bill.
And it does appear that the potholes and the other things are only going to get worse?
Absolutely. And we have learned in state history, we've learned in federal budget history, that when you allow these items to be put on the back burner, you're putting the nation at risk, our people at risk, and you're probably going to have a larger price tag when the time comes to finally build or repair the infrastructure.
In fact, we only have a couple of seconds, but Eisenhower certainly made the point that it was part of national defense to build these highways.
You know, it's interesting because the arguments by some was that the federal government should, stay out of some of these efforts. Well, you look at the federal strategy, whether it was the Erie Canal or the Transcontinental Railroad or the interstate highway system, it was done with commerce in mind. And all of those efforts were done with a huge political struggle because it was growing federal support of a program. But those initiatives have proven themselves to have been very valuable at the time, if not continuing to today. So, we need to let history inform and direct us because oftentimes we reject that history. And it's very plain to see that in very stressful times, times of economic challenge, we went forward and invested in America, and it made sense.
Always great to talk to the very distinguished, looking increasingly distinguished, Paul Tucco here. Thank you so much, Paul.
You're very welcome, Alan.